Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? This is Evan Ballmer with the Mullet Cast. I'm joined by Paul Musho from ChillRx in Red Bank, New Jersey. Paul, how you doing?
Very good, Evan. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
We should mention, I don't want to steal your line, but you are the coolest place in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Right? Oh, thank you very much, Evan. Yeah, I always have to fit that in somewhere, so thanks for bringing that up.
That's right. So for those that don't know, tell us ChillRx, what you do, the services you offer, and like I guess this would be like pre-crisis, what kind of business you ran.
Well, I'm the owner of ChillRx Cryotherapy in Red Bank, New Jersey, and we specialize in cryotherapy, which is the main product is a whole body cryotherapy where you expose your body to very low temperatures, minus 220 degrees Fahrenheit. And you get a lot of benefits from this. One of them, which has been, before the crisis and will continue on after, is to really boost your immunity. So your body kind of builds up tolerance to the cold and, helps boost your immunity to various ailments and such. And then second is it reduces chronic pain because of the natural release of endorphins in your body. So if you have some lingering surgical issues or back pain or shoulder pain or something, it's very good for that. Reduces inflammation throughout your whole body. So if you have some inflammatory-based diseases, which many of them are, it helps reduce that. And then the final benefit is it burns 500 calories in the session because your body is fighting to stay warm.
Wow.
So you kind of combine all those things together and we have a lot of clients that come in and enjoy the services for it.
Mm-hmm.
And along that, we've got other things, infrared sauna, spot cryotherapy. We have fat freezing and skin toning. And other technologies that we're looking to add as we kind of go along here.
Right. So as this crisis unfolded, it probably was evolved over time, and maybe you can talk about how your life changed or how you're running your business changed from, when it was just a news story in other parts of the world to as it got more serious and local, and you probably had a window where you kind of had to decide, do we stay open, do we close? And then you finally hit a point where the town shut down.
Yeah, definitely.
That process, like,
well, I'll also add that we celebrated our 1 year anniversary right about the first week of March, essentially, right?
Wow.
Which was kind of in the beginning of the awareness in the United States about this.
Right.
So we were doing, our second year, we were doing very, very well. A lot of growth over last year. So our clients. Growing, talking to other clients, their friends, bringing people in and such. So we experienced a lot of growth starting off in January. So we were really busy to the point on Super Bowl Sunday where we were actually sold out.
Wow.
We had a full slate of people coming in. And then as this the coronavirus started to unfold, we actually had quite a few new clients coming in saying, I've heard about the benefits of cryotherapy. Maybe it'll help me boost my immunity as I kind of get myself ready for this. So we had clients coming in doing that, doing the infrared sauna and then doing the whole body afterwards. So we were really, getting to the, continuing to build up our client base. And it was, I think it was about a week and a half ago where the governor started through his series of closures, and we were included in a spa closure, where the governor said that, any kind of spas needed to close, within 24 hours.
Right.
So, I had been, obviously talking with my staff over the last week or two because we were maintaining our very rigorous cleaning requirements we've always had, making sure that it was very, it was much more visible than we've done before.
Right.
We'd always done them, but we wanted to make sure that our clients were watching or seeing us do those things. And, so I talked with them and we had to make a move the week before. I've been in contact with them since then to make sure that they're applying for all the federal and state assistance and such, to make sure they're safe and that everything is okay. And then also with our clients too, just keeping in touch with our clients, maintaining email contact with them. I've texted quite a few of our top clients, just trying to maintain a relationship with them.
Right.
As we start building up to for our return, whenever that's allowed to happen.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of, how, when you run a, a retail location, basically, what money-making opportunities are out there? How do you survive this period?
Well, there's, I would say from a revenue perspective, there's limited opportunities for revenue. There's retail things that you can do, but that was never a significant part of our income. There's also gift cards, which over the holidays, over the last 6 months, have been pretty significant. So we've been continuing that, and some of our good clients have been buying gift cards, preparing for when they return. So outside of that, there's really nothing else that I can do because everything is a personal service. So you have to really come in to be able to do that.
Right.
So the only thing that I could work on is on the cost side of the equation. So, I've reduced my staff, which salaries and hourly wages were one of my higher costs. I've limited the nitrogen deliveries, working with my landlord, negotiating the rent payments as we kind of continue through this. And mm-hmm. then just speaking with all my different advertisers and things like that to be able to minimize my costs through this this period of closure.
Right. I've seen, it seems like a lot of people have taken to gift cards as a way to, maybe supplement some income. And definitely loyal customers, I think, have been receptive to that to help support businesses that they, want to help in this time.
Yeah, I agree. And then the other thing I'll add, too, is that I'm also part of a community in Red Bank. And I work with many of the business owners in town on various events throughout the year. And I've been supporting them in many ways, through my emails and social media to try to help them. Some of them are still open. So the most of the restaurants are open. There's a few retail locations that are able to stay open and then have curbside delivery.
Right.
And then also have website delivery. So I've been, publicizing them as much as I can. And then there's an initiative too, a Keep the Lights On initiative that's starting in Red Bank that is going to be an effort to maybe coordinate the return of all the retail businesses in Red Bank through Monmouth County, New Jersey, and through the country. And one of the business owners, spouses in town is kind of spearheading this whole effort. And it's going to be a website, hashtag, various information portals, and then a kind of a marketing campaign where everybody can put this light in their windows at night, keep your lights on light, to be able to have a concerted effort to people to come back to the downtown stores and utilize and such like that. So I've been busy participating and helping that roll out over the next couple of weeks.
That's really cool. So you also, I'm curious, you come from a big corporate background. So even though you're a new business, you brought a lot of prior experience, that went into opening your business. Did you learn anything? Did you go through a crisis when you worked at a corporate level? And did you learn anything from that time that you're applying now?
Yeah, that's a good question, Evan. I'd definitely say yes, because I worked for GE in Piscataway, New Jersey, and we went through the Sandy hurricane crisis.
Right.
And our office in Piscataway was without power for about 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And so I actually was talking with some colleagues about it and reminiscing about that and how you set up triage and you have to make what I would say decisive decisions quickly, because there's not, any time that you waste is can add costs to the situation. So, that's probably the biggest thing as I learned is make decisive decisions quickly because you want to be able to move as fast as you can in an emergency situation like that.
Right.
And then be able to, continue operations like we did at GE. We had, you know, people working from home as best they could where they had power. We had utilized other sources around the world that had the power and around the country and such, you know, moved operations to other parts. You even, you know, put people in other offices that had power and such, just from a customer service perspective and an operational perspective. So I definitely drew upon that experience, and it was helpful to kind of go through the last 2 weeks with that, without a doubt.
That's awesome. All right, Paul, I appreciate you joining us. Can you just share real quickly where people can find you online and any particular support you might be looking for?
Well, definitely. My website is redbank.chillcryo.net, and everything can be found there. You know, the gift cards are on the promotion website if somebody is interested in supporting us that way. My social media is on Instagram, it's Chill Cryo Red Bank, so you can check us out there. We have quite a bit of good content that we put up there. And you can always call me at 732-945-1320, and I'll pick up the phone and answer any questions you have. So I appreciate the opportunity, Evan. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you sharing your experience with us.
Okay, Evan. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.